Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A new report from the Labor Department this morning showing 272,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy in the month of May, significantly more than what was expected. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This report puts into question this idea that the jobs market is significantly slowing down. Investors on Wall Street have been hopeful that jobs and inflation are cooling enough that the Federal Reserve will finally be able to cut high interest rates. Stubborn inflation and high wage growth might make that rate cut less likely. So far this year, the S&P 500, which is what's reflected in most Americans' retirement accounts, is up 12%.
President Biden has publicly apologized to Ukrainian President Zelensky for the six-month delay in U.S. military aid that was held up in the House of Representatives. The prosecution wrapping up its case against Hunter Biden, who is accused of lying about illicit drug use on a federal form required to buy a gun. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin is withholding nearly $17 million in aid to Milwaukee Public Schools because the district still hasn't turned over financial reports that were due 9 months ago. The move comes 2 days after the district superintendent resigned and the district's controller was fired. Alleged felonies at the Waupun State Prison are reviving talk of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too outdated to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You may be seeing some red paint on Madison streets and wondering, what is that? It's all part of the city's bus rapid transit plans. Someday, those lanes will be only for buses or for people who need that lane to turn. The Metro Capital Projects manager told the State Journal that red paint is expensive, so they're trying to use it intermittently. They'll have other signs to alert people when a lane is bus only, though, too. And Middleton is hosting its first Pride this weekend. Jennifer Cole, one of the organizers, says it just felt like time for Middleton to have a celebration of its own.
Open for all and family friendly, just an opportunity for the community to come together, be out and proud, show support for LGBTQ plus community members, for allies, for everyone.
Local restaurants in downtown Middleton are participating too, with special meals you can bring to Stonehorse Green. Middleton Pride is Saturday from noon to 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League. Hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee continues to juggle its roster as 8 pitchers and 9 total players are on the DL. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. 3 state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today and still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will back off by later this afternoon. High today, 72. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. A shower or two after midnight, our low 56 tomorrow. Scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy, with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest on WMDX. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is beach, B-E-A-C-H, beach. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. We'll hear from people that were there, and we'll ask ourselves together, what does this all mean today?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Isolation was not the answer 80 years ago and is not the answer today. We know the dark forces that these heroes fought against 80 years ago. They never fade. Aggression and greed, the desire to dominate and control, to change borders by force, these are perennial.
Thank you, President Biden, for your fantastic D-Day speech. I'm sorry, I was distracted by Mrs. Kisses.
Kissing Jody over in the petting zoo, because it's all about the love.
Love Trump's hate. That's our theme.
Hello.
Oh, hello, by the way, Dark Brandon Wally was giving a fantastic D-Day speech. Also added a much better than expected 272,000 jobs in May.
Yep.
Has the New York Times told us why this is bad for Biden?
Oh, they will in about
this and
minutes.
Trump being convicted of 34 felonies.
Yeah, it's bad for Biden.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Please, Mr. President, go ahead.
Ukraine has been invaded by a tyrant bent on domination. Ukrainians are fighting with extraordinary courage, suffering great losses, but never backing down. They've been inflicted on the Russian aggressor. They've suffered tremendous losses, Russia. The numbers are staggering. 350,000 Russian troops dead or wounded. Nearly 1 million people have left Russia, because they can no longer see a future in Russia. The United States and NATO and a coalition of more than 50 countries standing strong with Ukraine. We will not walk away.
Can I just say, I don't know, first of all, did you see Zelensky hugging the World War II veteran in the wheelchair? And oh my God, I cry every time I see it. And he said to Zelensky, you're a savior of people. And he said to the guy, he said, no, you saved Europe. And everybody was like, not a dry eye in the house hugging. And I just was remembering the story about Donald Trump not wanting to get his hair wet. Mm-hmm. So he wouldn't, not only did he call the soldiers suckers and losers, mm-hmm. why would I go visit? Of course he lied about it.
Yep.
I'd forgotten that part. Remember he said, they told me the Secret Service said the weather, the helicopter couldn't fly and they wouldn't drive me. Are you kidding me? He's such a liar. He has to lie about everything. Yep. He didn't want to get his stupid head beast wet. Okay, one more, the president.
I've known him for over 40 years. He's concerned me for 40 years. He's not a decent man. He's a dictator. And he's struggling to make make sure he holds this country together while still keeping this assault going. We're not talking about giving them weapons to strike Moscow, to strike the Kremlin, to strike just across the border where they're receiving significant fire from conventional weapons used by the Russians to go into Ukraine to kill Ukrainians.
Yep. Someone made the point, like, you know, he was talking about Putin's losses. Putin doesn't care. Autocrats never care. They're cannon fodder.
Yeah.
Right? That's where Trump comes in, thinking they're suckers and losers. That's what they think of as for the troops, to persecute their enemies. Like, mm-hmm. you know, tear gas protesters or open fire on them or, you know, shoot immigrants. I mean, I saved this story because look at the way an American president talks about dictators and murderous thugs and enemies of the United States, like Putin and Kim Jong-un. This was Trump recently on Kim Jong-un. It boiled down to something that was very beautiful the way it happened, and I got along with him very well. He said they exchanged insults early on, but their relationship morphed. Oh, like any good rom-com.
So
isn't that cute?
It was a meet cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He respected me. I respected him. He's a very smart guy, very strong guy, the absolute leader of his country. He said we fell in love.
Oh.
He told Bob Woodward he had chemistry with Kim. The word chemistry, you meet somebody, you have good chemistry. You meet a woman in a second, you know whether it's all going to happen. Oh, really? Really? Or if you're just going to grab her without her permission? Oh, God, I can't.
How many women has he met and married by this point and it didn't work out?
Oh.
He's not very good at it.
You know, it's all going to happen, Chris. Okay. Also, we mentioned this yesterday, but just this is a family of traitors about this deal that Jared Kushner.
Yeah,
Jared Kushner inked a real estate deal in Serbia that requires his company to erect a Russian propaganda monument that excuses a brutal ethnic cleansing and hits NATO for aggression. General Wesley Clark said, officially proclaiming America's adversary in the war to have been a victim of aggression is worse than a reversal of U.S. policies in the region. It's a betrayal of the United States, its policies, and the brave diplomats and airmen who did what they could to stop the Serb ethnic cleansing. I'm about to go inter my mom with my dad at Arlington, and just watching the president yesterday on D-Day, all this stuff comes up for me. That's like, ugh. Okay. Oh, Jody, we have we're doing a girls' trip.
Right.
Yeah. And this gal's coming with us, Emily Braden. She's the Alito Baden? Neighbor that called Mrs. Alito a C-word.
Yeah.
You say yeah. Alito is lying.
Hang on. No, she's invited. Who else have we invited? Stormy Jesse Daniels, E. Jean Carroll, mm-hmm. Jesse Waters' mom.
Mm-hmm.
This lady, her, Emily, go ahead.
You say Alito is lying here for another very basic reason. Can you explain? So, at best, he's mistaken, but at worst, he's just outright lying. And there was a neighbor who even witnessed this and witnessed me using that unfortunate term. And what else I said in that interaction is so important, and I hope it's not getting forgotten in the discourse around the word.
Yeah, first of all, what? How have we just come to accept that perjury is okay for Supreme Court justices? He obviously, that's perjury again.
Well, I mean,
particularly in the letter to Congress.
Right.
He wrote to Congress and lied about this interaction. Here's one more.
In that interaction, she approached us, started screaming at us, used all of our full names, which to me felt like a threat because you're a stranger. We don't know you. You don't know us. How do you know our full names? I started yelling, how dare you? Because they both were there at the same time. So I said, how dare you? You're on the highest court in the land. You represent the Supreme Court of the United States. You're behaving this way. You're yelling at a neighbor. You're harassing us. How dare you? Shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I did use the words.
That's the best part.
Yeah. I know. She sounds, Martha Ann, may I just say, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, like she put the in country.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Hi, okay. I'm Martha.
Melissa, you were invited on our girls' drinking trip with me and Jody and E. Jean Carroll and Stormy Daniels. And also, you know who else I've just added? Just in? Hunter Biden's wife, who seems
yes.
spicy.
She
I like
is
it.
Spicy.
She said to a former Trump aide at the trial on the first day, you have no right to be here, you Nazi piece of... I'm just saying if the jackboot fits. And given what they put their family through and what they continue to put someone who is still in recovery through, I don't blame her for being defensive.
I don't either.
I mean, it's like he's been hunted for all these years. And it's just it's just so sad, this whole the testimony yesterday with Bo's wife. And Karen, you know what we need now? Oh, where'd she go? Oh, no, Karen. Oh, there she is. Oh. Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Boo-boo-foo. Hi. Hi. I would love to be on that girl's drink.
Yeah, absolutely. You're invited. Let's go. Girl's trip.
Okay. Hey, listen, I don't know, my friend knows
Tiffany Haddish. I'll see if Tiffany Haddish can come, too, on the girls' trip.
Ooh.
Okay, go ahead.
So I don't know if you guys saw the last segment on Chris Hayes last night, but it is must viewing. And I have to say, I am all in for Dan Dicker because he has told this very important story about how Joe Biden is the greatest oil trader ever. He basically sold off reserves for at like between $100 and $120 per barrel,
yeah,
about like 200 and something million barrels, and bought them back for like $50 to $80, mm-hmm, which is basically a profit of $30 per barrel. I'm not going to pretend to know a lot about this, but basically made between $6 and $9 billion,
yep,
for all of us.
Yeah.
And is leaving a lane for green, for renewable energy as well.
Yeah.
So, yay, Joe Biden. Thank you.
Yes, exactly. Yay, Joe Biden. Let's just end there. All of their talking points are crap.
Yep.
They really are. Mm-hmm. You know, like whether it's anything, jobs, the economy, the border. Like Biden said yesterday, I think I took it right back to Donald Trump, you know, that his executive order is weak and pathetic. He goes, we all know what happened. We had a much stronger deal. Trump told them no.
Right.
I mean, it's yeah. Anyway, speaking of things on MSNBC last night, oh, my God, if you've never watched my friend Joy Reid rip someone a new.
Yeah. Oh. Boy, howdy.
Stray biscuits flying everywhere.
Oh, boy, howdy.
She had Byron Donalds on.
Oh.
Who is a disgrace. I said yesterday, how do you find black people that will say, my interracial marriages, I would have been lynched for that, and I wouldn't have been able to vote. But, yeah, things were better under Jim Crow for black people.
Oh, he couldn't marry his wife.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
Oh, now she doesn't listen to me either.
Yeah.
Right.
She didn't hear what I just said. I just said he would.
Hi, Chris. I only listen to Chris
all
now.
Right. What? What has happened on this show? All right. This is Byron Donalds.
Well, first of all, Joy, the story you bring up and you're bringing up is a tragedy, one of the great tragedies of the Jim Crow era. This is why those policies were totally they were disgusting and distasteful. All
so
I was
that
talking
era,
about, Joy,
what
was the
benefit
marriage
of a man in the
black
family? Again, sir, I'm sorry,
Joy,
I let you talk for
talk
a long time. Sorry, I only,
I'm
no,
just,
no, no, talk over you. You've gotten the chance
I'm
to speak a lot, Congressman.
To you
you're going to answer
Joy,
my
now
question now and not
that
filibuster. Let no,
that's
this is the question you want.
Answer, Joy,
this is the question you need to answer.
That's what I'm trying to answer.
If black men,
that's what I'm trying to answer, Joy.
Give me a second, take a breath. Take a breath. If a black man could
I would
not
ask you to
protect
do the same.
It's my show.
Good for you. See, this is what happens with access journalism and other places. They're so used to just being able to talk and mm-hmm. talk and lie, mm-hmm. and that they get even CNN, Chris, I've watched now. It's very light pushback. Very light. They sometimes some people they push back in certain instances, but very lightly,
mm-hmm.
so they can still get access. It's this is what you actually do is you don't let them keep lying.
Mm-hmm.
This is Joy Reid at her best.
If a black man, a black father, could not protect his wife, his son, or himself from lynching and violence, how is him being in the home mean that that is an era that was better for the black family or that we should think of as a good thing?
First of all, Joy, I never said that it was better for black people in Jim Crow. I have never said that. And even my own words say that. If you're talking about the importance of black fathers in the home, or frankly, all fathers in a home, it is always for the betterment of children.
Yeah, the families were together because they were enslaved.
Oh, my God.
You also said, and I'm quoting you again, during Jim Crow, more black people were not just conservative. Black people have always been conservative-minded, but black people voted conservatively. Black people weren't allowed to vote at all during Jim Crow.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, there were areas in the United States where black people did vote.
Under
it wasn't
Crow?
Universal throughout the United States. So let's just be perfectly honest about that. I just told you it was not universal.
We know Jim Crow
there
wasn't
were areas, but
the
obviously
States.
Black people were suppressed from voting. That's what the purpose of not just the 64 and the 65 Voting Rights Act, but so many others. But let's get back to what I was saying.
So you're inaccurate.
All
there.
I was.
some people were not, black people were not allowed to vote during Jim Crow. Right. What is he talking about? It's like, okay.
Last question. We're out of time, but I'm going to give you one more question. During Jim Crow, could your family have existed? You are in an interracial marriage. Your wife is a white conservative activist. Could your family have existed at all during Jim Crow?
No.
No, it could not, Joy. We all know that. But that's why I am blessed to live in America today as opposed to America during that time. But we cannot ignore the realities of not having fathers in homes. That is important for black people today and all people today as we move forward for a better America.
We are out of time. What I'm grateful for is that we do not live in the Jim Crow era and that fathers do not face the threat of lynching.
I'm very grateful of that.
Perhaps don't bring up Jim Crow when you're trying to make that example.
Thank you, Joy Reid. Oh, God. That was soul cleansing. Okay, John Fugelsang coming up, and of course, Fridays with Frangela, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Bingity, bingity, bingity. It's lifty, weighty day.
It is.
Yeah.
Her little pink weights.
Uh-huh. Tomorrow is bike club day, and I haven't been doing bike club as much. Why? Because I've been on the road. And so suddenly, boy, howdy, there's going to be 2,400 feet of climbing and over 40 miles tomorrow, Chris. What's going to be in my bike bottle?
Morning Kick?
Yes.
I thought the first rule of bike club is that you don't talk about bike club.
I talk about bike club all the time, endlessly.
Okay.
I bike with Austin Shanks. So you know who Jody knows, San Francisco 49er. Mm-hmm. He was a wide – I have to keep up with him. Do you understand? Okay.
That's sports ball?
Yes.
Yes,
he played sports ball. Yeah.
Yeah, he played the sports ball.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm just name dropping left and right. 10 supplements in one. I told him about it. I did. It's not just water. I hydrate, and I get a fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. And guess what else I get? Probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. Mm-hmm. Boost of energy enhances my overall well-being and just makes me feel younger and fuels my big lie.
That's right.
Delusion. Okie dokie. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie.
Red, white, and Steph. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Well, I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since I switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Miller, enter that promo code Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy. If you're not completely satisfied, you're ready to sleep and feel better, go to CozyEarth.com/Miller right now. Enter the promo code Miller for that exclusive 30% savings. That is 30% off CozyEarth.com/Miller with that promo code Miller. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm going on a manhunt, turning around. Women have been hunting, now we're hunting around.
I could do it.
We all got the knees.
Me crawling toward John Fugelstein.
Right, whatever.
He'll be here in 6 minutes.
Listen, you know what gives me sexual pleasure now? The fact that Byron Donalds got bitch slapped by two black ladies in one night on TV. Mm-hmm. And we haven't even gotten to hour three with Fridays with Frangela yet. But Abby Phillip, just this one.
Here. I'm going to interrupt you on the facts, Congressman. The black unemployment rate was the lowest in American history under Joe Biden just last year. The poverty rate for black people is the lowest under Joe Biden.
Thank you.
Facts have a liberal bias.
Yes, she had thoughts on Jim Crow as well.
And then you have individuals like him who are seeking to self-benefit based on a false narrative. During Jim Crow, majority of black people who lived in the South couldn't even participate and vote because of Jim Crow laws. So right. Here we are now, someone seeking to be a VP nominee, trying to capture national headlines, tap dancing, so to speak, just so he can be considered.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Derek Johnson. I asked for cut one. That was Derek Johnson, president of the NAACP. Oh. Tap dancing has been called.
Yes, it has.
Okay. This is, Abby.
You would repeat Jim Crow three times in your comments as if to suggest that that was a time period because that black families were, in your words, together, because... In your words, black people were not just more conservative, they voted more conservatively. That's a good thing. I mean, it sounds like nostalgia. Do you regret using that time frame as a reference?
Nobody ever made nostalgia. That was never the point. It wasn't even about that. So where now I'm going to get my backup is I didn't say that. I didn't even insinuate that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
You did. Yes. Yes. Families tend to stay together when they're all enslaved together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What didn't you insinuate?
The premise of your question, I did not insinuate. That is what people are trying to weave into what I said. Oh. What I said is crystal clear. It's on my social media. Go to @ByronDonalds on X.
No,
you can see the full clip. Abby, I appreciate you playing the full clip. What you are dealing with right now is a political environment where now anything I might say or any major surrogate might say is going to be twisted into the lens of race. That was never the point.
Oh, good God. Tanya in Ohio, real quick. Hey, Tanya.
Tanya?
Look, our phone system is about to blow.
It's weird. Like,
wow. Hey, that's new, Chris. That's a new wrinkle for the phone. So look at it. It's literally
it's
vibrating.
Doing this.
And our phone system is falling into quicksand.
Oh. Huh. And it can't
new.
Get up?
Okay, well, that's new.
We should restart the phone system.
Yeah, maybe.
I think perhaps.
Okay.
Duck and cover. It's about to blow. John Fugel's saying next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A nonprofit that helps train people to find jobs is closing its Milwaukee laundry service later this summer and laying off 136 people. Goodwill Industries operates one of the biggest commercial laundry operations in Wisconsin. It also owns retail stores that help people in need. Goodwill notified the state about its plans this week. Young voters in small-town Wisconsin say they care most about health care, the economy, reproductive rights, and climate change. Organizers say rural Wisconsin is getting more diverse.
They're also asking for more diverse representation within local government and within community decision makers.
Crystal Egbo does political outreach in northeastern Wisconsin. 24% of the rural population are people of color, and many are immigrants. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. Public health officials have issued an overdose warning. They've seen a spike in the last few days. Public Health Madison Dane County says in just a two-day period, at least 10 people have overdosed on opioids and others had adverse reactions to crack cocaine. Remember, Wisconsin state law does give people some immunity if calling 911 to save someone's life.
A Treasure of Taliesin reopens this weekend. The famed Frank Lloyd Wright Architecture School's Hillside Theater has been renovated and restored. It took 4 years. It was home for the students, so they did a whole lot more than just learn architecture. Emily Butler from the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation.
All of the arts were celebrated. So the Hillside Theater is where they would put on plays, perform music, they would design and sew their own costumes.
The grand opening is Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today and still a little breezy this morning, but the wind will back off by later this afternoon. High today, 72. Tonight, partly cloudy this evening. A shower or two after midnight, our low 56 tomorrow. Scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm, otherwise partly cloudy, with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome WBAY morning anchor Emerson Lehman, who will talk about a big racing event here in Wisconsin. And Terry Barr joins us for a Friday night chat and some new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Department of Health and Human Services in the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
It's called jury nullification. It's when you pick a jury that will give you a not guilty verdict. They know you're guilty, but they just disagree with the law. The strategy plays on the racial makeup of the jury, which is mostly black, as well as the Biden's influence in Delaware. The hope is this jury won't convict for a drug-related crime.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to make Frangelo explode today? Okay. That was Jesse Waters on the Hunter Biden jury.
Everybody in Delaware knows the Bidens. That's why Jill and Ashley are sitting front row. But that's not all. The Biden family brought Mouse to court. Mouse is a Delaware legend. Joe Biden was the best man at his wedding. Mouse runs Delaware's NAACP and has been involved in the community for decades. They want every black juror to see Mouse sitting with the Bidens. If you can get the jury on your side, all of a sudden, this case is not a slam dunk.
Scumbag. Oh, my goodness. Jody Hamilton working blue. All right, we are.
He is a
spicy
scumbag.
Jody.
Oh, no, I say much more.
Spicy Jody makes an appearance.
Okay.
Can we have your, where's your latest sound?
I have it.
Jody is just reduced, on Bob Seska's show, is reduced to swearing and guttural sounds.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's all the rage that she has to hold in here because of the FCC.
Okay.
Yeah. I have it somewhere.
Okay.
I'll give it to Chris.
Yeah, I think it sums up everything about the Trump era, actually, without words. Right?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, like, that's why I can only, like, Billy West doing Donald Trump is the only thing I can take anymore. Because he doesn't actually speak words. He's just, somehow it sounds exactly like Trump with no words.
Right.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're waiting for John Ray in Palm Springs. What? Mama, you remember me as Ray in Berkeley. Remember Ray in Berkeley? I was at the Herps Theater in San Francisco when you called for me and brought me a gift card because I was struggling financially, fighting to win my disability. At 49, I finally figured out I'm autistic and with Social Security 1 and a hard struggle down in Palm Springs, I finally got the help I needed to get my my own homeland, the care I've needed for far too long. I've got Democrats to thank for all of this and for you to helping me stay sane through the fight. Aww. San Francisco's, I remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, your Social Security will be bye-bye if Republicans get back in.
Yep.
I'm just, right? All right, speaking of sexy liberal, oh, I tweeted pictures of John and Hal, and I said, these are the sexiest liberals ever. These guys. I mean, wow, these guys. Rena from Long Beach, I just purchased 2 tickets to Sexy Liberal LA. I've listened for a long time since AM radio. Wow. They still have AM radio, you know.
They do.
Yeah, they do. And there are some stations even on AM radio.
I always wanted to go, but I never been able to get myself there. I'm so excited. By the time November comes, I for sure will need it. I was sitting here this morning journaling my thoughts.
Oh, hi.
Chris has creeped up behind me. It's very uncomfortable and a little bit sexy.
He's trying to help you.
What are you doing?
He's helping you.
Stop it. Stop touching me. That's a free show for Free Speech TV. That's worth a little money for the fun drive.
Yeah, it is.
He just bobarded me on live television. Can I just say, if you didn't even know he was gay, was that? Did you see that, Jody?
I saw that.
What was that? What was that technique?
About to touch.
You were like, wax on, wax off. That's not how you do it. See, this is what I mean about men, Jody. They're just—it's just the nipple, not the whole thing. It's not pizza dough. Sorry, Chris. I'm sure someone likes that. Wax on, wax off technique of yours.
Maybe you're the only one who doesn't like that.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, thanks for the kind offer, though.
Well, you know, I tried.
Let's make pizza. Okay. My boobuses. Okay, where was I? Oh, Rena. I was wanting to go get our LA Sexy Liberal tickets. I'm so excited. By the time November comes, I for sure will need it. I was sitting here this morning journaling my thoughts, and I realized it was all the doom and gloom of our current world. I was at the same time listening to you as I do every morning, and you told me to buy Sexy Liberal. So I said, Rena Louise, wipe those freaking tears, put on your big gilt pants, and give Stephanie your credit card for LA. Yes, give me your credit card.
Oh.
Now I have to get myself a VIP ticket. I may be too starstruck. I spotted Travis Bone some months back and nearly lost my mind. Really? For that has been?
He's
oh, my
still
God.
Alive.
Really?
Oh, my God, you guys.
Stop it. And I'd be excited, too, if I saw Travis. He just texted me something funny. I can't remember what it was. Last week. Anyway, I mean, if you can't handle Travis, I mean, just look at this. Look at this eye candy I have now. Let's see. My son said I turned into a 13-year-old fangirl in front of Travis? Anywho, I'm so excited. You just say, might see me at the meet and grope. Stephanie, you're our only hope. Yes, I am. Give me your credit card for the VIP. The VIP is so worth it. Is it not, Chris?
It is.
Oh, my God. Laughing, hugging, crying.
Yep.
People, this is what
Photo
we always
taking.
Say. We all need each other. We all need each other. It has been a really exhausting, horrible time in our history.
And you get a souvenir lanyard.
Yes. Oh, it's fantastic.
It is.
Jim and Alice from Oak Park.
Oak Park.
I will never get to the end of the true Stephanie Miller stories because I feel like now everyone wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, Alice, and I are vacationing in Oslo.
Oh.
We took a little break this afternoon prior to going to dinner back at the hotel and listened to the podcast of Wednesday's Stephanie Miller show. We went to a nice seafood restaurant called Louise on the fjord. You know, the one on the fjord.
As you do in Norway.
Right. All the waitstaff have Louise on the left side of their shirts and a name tag on the right side. So after dinner, we were laughing and talking, and Ivan made a funny comment, and I said, Ivan Louise. And he said, do you listen to the Stephanie Miller show? True story. Jim and Alice from a fjord. I'm gonna dub that one true. This is Ned. I'm sorry. Don't go into the bear's house. Incredible Denali tale. Oh, my God, Steph, I can't believe this happened. Just today, I was 30 miles into Denali National Park. Why are all these getting more and more exotic?
I don't know.
On a wilderness tour, enjoying the spectacular scenery and elk spotting, we passed through the lower altitude wet tundra where the nice beaver live. Nice beaver.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Nice beaver.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
And into the high alpine tundra, which, according to our guide, is a perfect habitat for park bears. Then we reached... Then we reach Sable Pass, and the guide states that because this is where the bears go to fight for dominance and rut, a.k.a. bear sex, the park now prohibits campers, hikers, bikers in the area. So I asked the guide, so are you saying, don't let us go into the bear's house? And the guide says, yes, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? Signed, ever since Jim Ward imitated Arnold imitating Kim Jong-un, and I died and went to comedy heaven, your huge fan, Ned.
Bear, stop that! Stop that, no. Bear!
Some Alaska
bear!
Okay, this is a Jody-related one.
Uh-oh.
I have to get to everybody.
I didn't do it.
Damien in York, Pennsylvania, who mocks me daily. Wow. True story, I was out at a Wawa one day, and this redheaded lady walked in. She looked familiar, but I couldn't place her. The following is the ensuing exchange. Me, you look familiar. Her, I get that a lot. I had a show that was on well before you were born because you're, I want to say, 22, but maybe you've seen it on Tubi. Me, no, that's not it. Her, I was in this movie where I played a mean lady in charge of an orphanage. Me, sorry, not ringing a bell. Her, I'm Jody Hamilton's mom. Me, oh, yeah, that's where I know you from. I love her. Her, I get that a lot too.
I don't think that happened.
I
wonder if your mom ever gets that.
No.
Oh, you're Jody Hamilton's mom.
No, she never gets that.
The circle would be complete.
She never gets that.
She will never get that.
Oh, you know, Rocky Mountain Mike is going to be joining us on stage on panel for Durham. What do you call it?
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Sexy Liberal. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Save the World Tour. Russ says, suggestion for a parody. Steph, can you get the wonderful wonderful Marky Mom Mike parody the song 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago and replace it, the hook of the song, to 34 for 45? That's a good suggestion. Now Rocky Mike will never do another song for me or show up in Durham. Thanks a lot.
You didn't have to read it.
Okay, let's go to let's try Tanya in Ohio again before the phone system blew up. Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Stephanie. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Stephanie, when people tell you that you are makes us happy, I found you during the George Bush years, and I was depressed, and you saved me. Oh. And you've been saving me ever since. But you got to stop it with this new happiness. 34 counts. Marjorie Taylor Greene voted out of Virginia. Steve Bannon going to jail. I guess y'all got to quit making me happy like this. I can't take this, Stephanie.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yes. Oh, that's back when I was not a Bush fan.
Right. Yeah.
Ah, ha, ha. Okay.
You had that weird thing for firemen back then.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay. Oh, by the way,
was that a cover?
Abby Phillips gets two Eric Bollerding awards.
Uh-oh.
One for bitch slapping Byron Donalds, and then this for bitch slapping Dr. Phil, noted doctor of bullology, okay. For some reason, is a big Trump defender. He said, I'm sympathetic to what Trump has gone through in this particular trial because I think it was not proper due process for him. First of all, you're not a doctor and you're not a lawyer. You have no idea what you're talking about.
There was excessive due
process. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I would say the same thing. I would say the same thing if Joe Biden or anyone else was in that. Well, Joe Biden wouldn't be in that process because he's
not a crook.
Exactly.
Thank you. One of his main misgivings was that Michael Cohen should have been barred from testifying. What? God save us from people that have no idea what they're effing talking about. Mm-hmm. He said the jury heard some things that were very prejudicial that had nothing to do with solving the problem of the case at hand. It had everything to do with the case at hand. Mm-hmm. He went to prison for it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So Abby Phillips said it is not uncommon at all for people who are accomplices to crimes, people who have taken plea deals, non-prosecution, that is not uncommon at all for those people to then testify in subsequent trials for their alleged co-conspirators, as Cohen did as a prosecution witness against Trump. That's kind of how a lot of these prosecutions work. And McGraw said, well, give me some examples where that's been considered appropriate. She said it happens in mob cases all the time.
Yeah.
What do you think? All nuns testify against crooks?
Right.
Like, who do you think they crook with?
Exactly.
Other crooks.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Kevin in D.C. Hello. Hello, Kev. Kevin! Kevin! That was my Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
How was that?
Mm-hmm. Not good.
It was good. Oh, I'll try one more. Ted in Minneapolis. Hi, Ted.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I wanted to... Yes, I wanted to talk about high school graduation. Baron Trump just graduated from high school, so I've been thinking about that. And
yes, Ted, I'm sorry, we're out of time, and also Chris is lurking behind me again, making me very nervous.
I could have done it too.
It's weirdly creepy and also a little bit erotic when Chris creeps up behind me.
No, it's doing that.
Okay, all right. Also, phone system. Oh, and also the groomer's here, so it's groomy zoomy time, Bonnie and Clyde. Okay, 46
minutes. So many things are going on.
Wow, there's a lot going on. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Yum, 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 yum. I have to say, I tried to give and give. I gave, because there's so many things in your gift box that you could send to Daddy for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I gave you hot dogs and caramel apple tartlets. I gave Jody the seasoned fries.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow I'm having a little birthday party for my friend. I have chicken breasts. I have filet mignons.
Yep.
Right? There's burgers.
Yep.
I mean, Father's Day is almost here. Are you struggling to find the perfect gift? Get struggle no more. OmahaSteaks.com and type in Stephanie. OMG. These packages start at, hand-selected packages start at $89. Are you kidding me? For all of that food and quality. It is the possibilities are endless flavor, endless variety, endless value. They have perfected more than steak. Your dad is guaranteed to love every bite. Time's running out. Don't wait till the last minute. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code Stephanie at checkout and shop for unforgettable gifts. They're guaranteed to make daddy's day. Hooray! OmahaSteaks.com. Shop packages starting at just $89 when you use my promo code Stephanie at checkout.
We're an unusual family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with PowerLife High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Mypowerlife.com, code fitness. OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-use service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com. Unity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue, without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla, because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. It's hot in L.A. now.
It is.
Right?
Humid.
And we're flying all over the country with all different temperatures. You know what you need? You need you some Cozy Earth pajamas and sheets. You can bring those sheets right with you in your tote.
It regulates temperature.
It does. It's made from viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature. You're just the most ham-handed infomercial sidekick ever. But I appreciate it.
So you tell me to speak up, cute. But then when I do, you tell me I'm ham-handed.
It's very cute. Right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth if you go to CozyEarth.com/Miller. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yes, it is, Stephanie. How much would you pay?
When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort, plus their 100-night sleep trial. And 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied.
Now how much would you pay?
Whatever it is, you'll get 30% off, Chris.
By typing in what, Stephanie?
Well, thank you, Chris. CozyEarth.com/Miller right now and enter the promo code Miller. Exclusive 30% off at checkout. Be sure to select SiriusXM in that follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller. Do it now. Okay, 53 minutes after the hour, Fridays with Frangela coming up. We are putting out an APB for John Fugelsang.
We hope he's okay.
Yes. He was on fire. On Twitter, he said,
"Let's hope he wasn't literally on fire and missed the segment."
Yeah, he's not. I'm sure he's not on fire.
Okay.
I'll check in with him at the top of the hour again.
He tweeted, good news, MAGA friends. Trump now claims he never once said lock her up. So you get to 100% believe that that's the truth now. Go forth and attack anyone who claims Trump said to lock her up. Enjoy your new reality. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is. People just go, oh, okay. Even though they were there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's the other thing he said to Hannity? I didn't like it. It made me very sad.
He loved it.
Are you kidding me?
He loved it.
Oh, my God. He's just such a liar. Okay, John Fugelsang, also liberal helper, tweeted, you guys, I'm worried about Steve Bannon, an intervention. We need to do an intervention. He looks like a sack of pus that got rickets.
He does.
Who has to delouse him for prison?
Oh. Well, the lice will just throw the delousing powder back at him.
Yeah. Oh, they'll be like, no.
Yeah, they'll throw it right back.
Oh, God. Also, John reminds you, the only politician who has called for jailing his opponents is Donald Trump. The New York City trial began in 2018, pre-Biden, pre-Garland. Trump lost in 2020, ended the peaceful transfer of power, and he still lies about it. Send him a huge donation to Trump University to prove that you're not a sucker. He's such a helper, this guy.
He is.
Also said, new rule, political parties who reject democracy and want to disband NATO don't get to pretend they care about D-Day. Thank you, and thank you. Oh, look at this. Representative Mark Pocan told John Fugelsang that Netanyahu will not find Congress to be a friendly, safe space that he has enjoyed in the past. Mark Pocan, who joined us in Madison Sexy Liberal, was fantastic.
Yep, he's
yes.
Great.
Boo,
he'll
Netanyahu.
Be back on in a couple of weeks.
Boo. Oh, that's right. You'll be back here. Yes. Thank you. And then one last one, John Fugelsang. Remember, racists, a vote for Trump is a vote for a guy who hired illegal immigrants in two different centuries to avoid paying American workers a living wage.
Yep.
This guy is a truth teller and the owner of the most giant manhood I've ever seen. It's so distracting. I try not to look at it backstage. I try to listen to what he's saying.
Yeah, but then you try to do this with it. And that's not what you do with it.
Well, it's not what you do with boobs either.
Okay.
A couple of homos giving sex tips. Hi, Sue in Rockville. Hi.
Heterosexual sex tips.
Yeah. Happy Friday, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
I can answer the question about Dr. Phil.
Yes.
He has 460 million reasons why he will support Trump. Okay? These are greedy bastards.
Yep.
Yes. They are willing to take away our rights so that they don't have to pay one more penny in taxes.
Yep.
And I keep reminding people, when you see problems either in the economy or politically, look up. Look up at who's controlling the Republicans and Trump. You will see Putin.
Yes.
Look up at the greedy, at why prices are high, and you will see greedy CEOs, millionaires, and billionaires.
Yep, who want to keep their tax cuts.
That's
You're right. What, I'm sorry. What is this? Why? What accord? What sex act is an accordion? What is that? What were you doing?
You're supposed to squeeze it.
What?
Squeeze what?
I don't know. Whatever you're
That does not work for any gay or straight sex act for anyone. What is that? Don't do that to anyone.
You're squeezing whatever sex you're doing.
Look, Kevin's on two lines at once. That's
what?
Really
huh?
That's fine.
Oh, my God. One is AI Kevin. Hi, AI Kevin in D.C.
Nope.
Is that the one that didn't work before?
Oh, maybe it's not. Maybe this is the real Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Nope.
Testing. Am I on?
Oh, there
you are. Yes, you are. Hello.
Hi, everybody. Real quick, and you know I love you beyond any more studying, but I just had to nitpick with what you said about black families. Actually, we weren't together during slavery.
Right. They were separated.
Maybe
sorry. Yes. That too.
Jim Crow. Yeah. But anyway, yes, I really, really, really enjoyed. It's a good thing I'm not on Skype, because every time I think about George Reed dissecting that moron, it gives me such pleasure. And, you know, there must be some kind of who can be the biggest Uncle Tom contest between him and the peccadillos that the Supreme Court idiot got on. And Tim Scott, I really don't know who I would put the crown on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's such a buffet.
This guy,
such a buffet of buffoonery. It's hard to choose. Oh. All right. Hopefully we'll just check on, we'll do a wellness check on John Fugelsang.
Yeah.
But you know what? You've been good. So you know what? Friday's with Frangela.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
This
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us for a TGIF edition. We have Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World with a week in review and Brady Ewing taking a look at sports. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Save big money on pressure-treated lumber for your outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, all easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Choose from our huge inventory of boards, decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers to build your project to last. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.